club football, he pisses all over him. So
yeah. It's just Messi. We all know what Messi can do.
A lot of flair, a lot of skill.
People might forget the names, but the streets certainly won't.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever or wherever you're listening to this, welcome back to another For the Love of Lists episode. Podmas is nearly over now, but we've got a great topic for you today as we reach day 30. At this time of the year, if you're a club in and around the bottom of the league, you're panicking a bit about relegation. And this is what I'll be talking about today. In this episode, I'll be ranking the top 10 players ever to be relegated from the Premier League. So with this one, I've based my criteria on a mixture of where they were as a player in their career at the time, the season that they had just had, and also to an extent as well what they go on to achieve. But before we get into my top 10, I've got a few honourable mentions. So I've got Michael Owen, who got relegated with Newcastle in the 08-09 season, who's perhaps the most profile player to get relegated. I've got Yakubu in the 2011-2012 season with Blackburn. And I've got Michael Carrick in the 02-03 season with West Ham. So if we get into our number 10 now, my number 10 is Georgie Kingsley, star player, Man City in the 90s, standout player by some distance. Scored some absolutely unbelievable solo goals in his time there. And he featured regularly on a video I used to own called The Greatest Premier League Goals. Just a wizard of a footballer. And he became a cult hero at Main Road. He only actually had one season in the Premier League at City, but he created some great memories for the fans there and was voted their player of the season in the time in the 95-96 season. He then did get relegated again with Derby in the 2001-02 season, but at this point he wasn't a regular in the side and wasn't really anywhere near the player that he was at City. And Derby were relegated, finishing 10 points off for safety in the end. At number 9, I've gone with Muzzy Izzet, who was relegated twice with Leicester in 2001-02 and then 2003-04. And yeah, for me, probably their best player. He was one of the top midfielders, really, outside of the top sort of six clubs or so. And yeah, a few years prior with Leicester, he'd had some great success, won a couple of League Cups with them, was a full Turkish international as well, which showed sort of the calibre of the player, because Turkey back then had a pretty good side. They got to the World Cup semi-finals and Izzet was in and about that. And yeah, just could do some great things with the football. He did actually get a mention on our Leicester feature session back at the start of the year, where he made a place Sam Martin's lifetime 11, which shows how highly he's rated by Leicester fans as well. And although he got relegated a couple of times, he'll certainly go down as a club legend there and one of their greatest ever players. At number 8, I've gone with Stuart Pearce, another one that's been relegated a couple of times with the same club. So he got relegated first in 1992-1993 and then again in 1996-1997, both with Nottingham Forest. So yeah, we all know about Stuart Pearce, one of the best left backs in Premier League history. And at the time of his first relegation, he was still a regular in that England side. And in his second one, it was only just after his redemption story at Euro 96. So yeah, still more than a capable Premier League fullback for sure. And one of the best left backs at the time. In the 93 season, he'd been plagued with injuries a little bit. And you might think, you know, if he had been able to play the full season rather than half of it, maybe Forest's fortunes may have gone a little differently there. And yeah, he stuck around, of course, and at that point was relegated again. At that point, still a good fullback, maybe not in his prime or anything like that, but a top player nonetheless, and certainly one of the best players to get relegated. At number 7, I've gone with Mark Viduka. Now, this guy was just a beast up front, proper handful for defenders. So strong. He's had a lot of great memories in the Premier League, particularly at Leeds. That Leeds side, they achieved the heights of Champions League semi-final. You know, were probably pushing on the door for top four club. Giant killers in some way. And yeah, they were always a tough team to face. And the season before Viduka got relegated with Leeds in 03-04, which was the 02-03 season, he got 20 league goals. And the season after, a few Leeds players left. Harry Kewell was probably the most notable of that. And Viduka really was the star of that team at that point. And he had a decent individual season. He got 11 goals in the league. And he had a really good run around March, April time, around the Easter period. Scored some crucial goals for them when it looked like they might potentially be able to turn it around and stay up. But unfortunately, he got a couple of red cards late in the season, which means he did miss a fair bit of football at the end. And without him, Leeds did not have the goals that they needed to keep them up. So, yeah, he went down with them. And that Leeds side has got to be one of the best ever sides to get relegated from the Premier League. Viduka did get relegated again, this time at a different club in Newcastle in the 08-09 season. At that point, though, he was a bit more of a bit part player for that one. He was competing with the likes of Owen and Obafemi Martins. But yeah, he's one of the best again, and he's one of the few players on this list to get relegated with two Premier League clubs. My number six also has that honour of getting relegated with two Premier League clubs, the main one being West Ham. So that was Scott Parker. And in the 2010-11 season, he got relegated with West Ham. But this was his best individual season, really. He got the Football Writers Player of the Year. He made the Team of the Season. He was a PFA Player of the Year nominee as well. And this was probably the season or the year in Parker's career that he did become an England regular. And it wasn't that long that he was an England regular for. But yeah, 2011, he seemed to be one of the first names on the team sheet that year. And because of how well he played at West Ham that season, Tottenham snapped him up the next season as well. Yeah, and this guy, I remember that season, he was just everywhere. Every game he seemed to turn up. And I'm not sure if he deserved the Football Writers Player. Potentially that could have gone to someone else. But he was definitely deserving to be in contention for the best players that season, for sure. And I mentioned he got relegated with two Premier League sides. He also got relegated with Fulham in the 13-14 season, who, of course, he went on to manage later in his career. And when he came to Fulham, he was straight in the door as club captain. But at that point in his career, he was a little bit past his best. Couldn't quite replicate some of the performances he's had at West Ham. And they were relegated. At number five, I've gone for Fabrizio Ravanelli. So he was just coming off a Champions League win with Juventus in 1996. It was a massive shock, really, that Middlesbrough were able to pick him up. And he did have a fantastic individual season at Middlesbrough in 96-97. He got 16 league goals, including a memorable hat-trick against Liverpool on his debut. He was among the top scorers in the league that season as well. And he had a big reputation coming in, for sure, but he definitely matched it, definitely lived up to it. And yeah, he was a top player that season. Middlesbrough had actually amassed enough sort of wins and draws to stay up, but they were deducted 3 points, postponing a match against Blackburn in December 96. So if they had even played that game, they could have lost 7-0 and still survived. But because of the points deduction, they were relegated by 2 points. So yeah, that was a bit of a quirk of that season. And potentially, you know, they should have just turned up and risked getting a battering, because in hindsight, you know, getting docked 3 points for that definitely wasn't worth it. And yeah, Middlesbrough's relegation, absolutely no fault of Ravanelli. He had a superb season and he was a superb player. But yeah, those circumstances just led to them getting relegated. And at number four, I've gone with his partner in crime, Middlesbrough legend, probably the greatest ever Middlesbrough player, and that is Juninho. We've talked about Janino before on a couple of podcasts, most recently the J one in Podmas, of course. And we also talked about him on the greatest returns in Premier League history. But this relegation happened in Janino's first spell at the club, which was in 1996-97. So he was a fan favourite, of course, at Middlesbrough. But he was also a Premier League fan favourite as well. He was voted Premier League Player of the Season in 1996-97. So, yeah, to do that in a year that you've been relegated shows what top season you've had and what top player you are, really. As I've mentioned before, Ravanelli was there too, and they had a really good partnership together. And as well as his individual form in the league, Janino helped Borough to two cup finals in 97, which was the League Cup and the FA Cup. They did end up losing both, but at the time, that was the best that Middlesbrough has ever done in a major cup competition at the time. So despite the relegation, there was plenty Middlesbrough fans to shout about that season. I have gone with Joe Cole. This guy had the world at his feet as a teenager, was touted as the best English talent since Gazza, had a lot of hype, but, you know, if you look back at his career, maybe he's not hit the absolute top heights, but he was a top player in the Premier League over a number of years. And the season that we're talking about for Joe Cole was the 2002-03 season with West Ham. For me, that West Ham side was the best ever side to be relegated from the Premier League. Top players in there. But Cole, he was the captain. He was made the captain at the age of just 21 years old, which shows, one, his importance to the side, and two, his experience beyond his years as well. Joe Cole had a really good couple of seasons that season and the year before. Individually, he was starting to become an England regular at this point, and his performances that season as well caught the eye of Chelsea, and he was one of Roman Abramovich's first ever signings. Yeah, in many ways, Joe Cole was too good to go down. But that's what they said about that West Ham team, that they were too good to go down. But they did. That was no fault of Cole, though. He was one of the top performers that season, for sure. At number two, and for me, the best player on this list, if we're talking about how good they were in that particular season and at that point in their career, he's got to go down as number two for me, and that is Roy Keane. So Roy Keane is, of course, synonymous with Man United, won a lot of stuff there, great captain for a number of years under Fergie. But he did start out at Forest under Brian Clough, and in the 92-93 season, which was the first Premier League season, Roy Keane, he was sort of just coming through fairly young. He had a number of roles, so he played at the back a little bit, but most of it he was a box-to-box midfielder, like you see in his days at United. But he did get forward a little bit more. He was a little bit more attacking in those days than he was in his United career. And he had some really memorable performances, particularly against Leeds and Liverpool that season. He did make it into the PFA Team of the Year as well. Which just shows that he was a standout in that side, really, compared to the others at Forest. I know I've mentioned Pearce, who was good, but he missed a lot of that season. And, of course, his performances in 92-93 meant both Forest were going down the division. Keane definitely wasn't going down, and he was going to be picked up by Man United. And, of course, the rest is history from there. Lots of success over the next decade under Sir Alex Ferguson. And at number one, it's Paolo Di Canio, part of that West Ham team in 2002-03, the best player in the best ever side to get relegated. Canio was a star, one of the best foreign imports in the Premier League in the late 90s, early 2000s. Marmite, for sure, it wasn't for everyone, but there's no denying the talent that he had. And that 02-03 season, he had some really memorable moments in there, particularly against Chelsea. West Ham did the double over them, and at Stamford Bridge, he scored an absolute worldie of a goal in that one. The thing that really cost West Ham this season is the amount of games that Di Canio played. So we had a bust up with the manager, Glenn Rider, and that was very costly for West Ham because it meant that he missed about half the season. And in the games that Di Canio didn't play, West Ham were pretty shocking. But when he came back, he almost saved them with some great performances. 0-2-0-3, he was as good as he's ever been, really, for West Ham. But he just didn't get enough game time, unfortunately. And that's why they went down. Di Canio is another one. He didn't go down to the Championship with them, though. He stayed in the Prem with Charlton and led them to their highest ever Premier League finish that season in seventh place. And that rounds off our list, and that rounds off the best players ever to be relegated from the Premier League. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for the last episode of Podmas. And of course, remember to keep it.